asking from a place where you cook served.
Oh, well, that was a furnace.
Cook shed.
You grind your cane out there and you were in a mill. And you'd have a big boiler to put the juice in and to cook it and to serve. Take pretty good while, about 3 hours to cook off a 100-gallon kettle down to about 10 gallons, you know, all that.
Did you ever, you know, on the very top of the kettle?
Huh?
On the top of the kettle, sir, you could draw a kind of light something off. You could drink that. What would you call that? Or did you ever do that?
What, off of the kettle?
Yes, sir. Off of the syrup.
Well, they call that cane skimming.
Yes.
It was sweet. Mm-hmm. If you let it, it wouldn't be so good when it first started, but the longer you stay there and the kettle get hot, they call that skimming, and it was sweet. Some would like it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't want to get that in your shirt, did it? It'd be muddy.
Yes.
You want to get that off.
Mm-hmm. Would some of the syrup be heavier?
Some of it would. Mm-hmm. Thicker. Lots of people cooked it a little lower down, as we called it, than some did. And then the land had a whole lot to do with the syrup. Light, sandy land made light pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Black, dark, headed land made dark sure. The land had a whole lot to do with your... And then your fertilizer had... So in there too, by.
Yes.
If you were born in your fertilizer, it'd be black and heavy. You were in cottonseed meal, commercial, and commercial Uanner, it made a difference in the syrup.
What would you call very dark, black syrup?
Well, your light, clean syrup would sell better.
Mm-hmm.
But that dark syrup, you could use it, making stuff out of it, you know, and some land have a whole lot to do with that, coloring the syrup now. Like I told you, a light yellow land with a yellow subsoil made prettier syrup than a dark, murky land.
Mm-hmm.
Can you keep that mess straight?
Yes, sir. When you gathered hay, what would you do with it after you gathered it?
Gathered what?
Hay, sir.
Tater?
No, sir. The hay for the horses and...
Oh! Well, you had a big house to put it in, and barn, we call it. Piled it up out there. If you get it right, you could put it, leave it in a haystack out in the field. Your hay, but then you'd lose lots of it.
Mm-hmm.
During the winter, fall. And some, after come around, you got more practically, get a hay baler.
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 men get out there and bale lots of hay, you know.
Where would you keep it at?
Well, whenever you got it bigger up, you had to put it in closer under the shelter to where it wouldn't get wet.
Did you ever, in the barn, have a place up here?
Yeah, there was a place up there, but